going open wide. Oh, I'm gonna sing redemption story of how we brought me from the other side. When I reach Kansas City, the gates swing open wide. I'm gonna sing redemption story of how we brought me from the other side. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace.
Now I've got to talk to you a little bit. A special program today. A special program. I'm in Turkey. I'm doing research for the new book about Apostle Paul. The name of the book I really love, From Cobblestones to Streets of Gold. You'll have a copy of that, I hope, very soon with the help of the Lord and His wisdom and guidance in my life. But today I'm bringing you a telecast, a broadcast of Benny Hinn. This is a documentary that I did to expose the foolishness and the far-fetched ideas, the utter departure from the Holy Bible, from the divine scripture. Now, I'm a Pentecostal, and I believe in protecting the image of the good and wonderful and precious Pentecostal people all over this globe. They need protection from this charismatic hoopla, this stupidity that comes in the supposedly in the name of the Lord, or in the name of the Bible, in the name of Pentecost. Well, I'm just bringing you the truth, and you will know that before I finish. I really believe that. Well, it's a joy. The ladies are standing by the way, and they'll be taking your numbers. You can call and order this DVD or video. There's a booklet free I'm giving you on Benny Hinn, a free booklet on Benny Hinn to anybody that calls, okay? So you make sure you call. We're going to go straight to the DVD. This was done very professionally. It is, I think, a very good job, and I believe it will be a blessing to you. So let's go. And let's listen to... Is Benny Hinn possessed by deceiving spirits? This man's name is one of the biggest names across America right now, especially on religious television. But is he possessed by deceiving spirits? The Bible calls them demons or devils. Well, that answer you must make for yourself. But before you make that answer, can we review some of the history of his teachings? Then I want us to look at a little bit of a transcript from Honolulu, Hawaii. And then some videos right off the camera from recent weeks. Some of the things that he's saying now and claiming they are anointed of the Holy Ghost. We must let the Bible make these kind of decisions for us. Our eternal soul is certainly at stake in making these decisions. The book of Matthew, the words of Jesus, chapter 24, verse 5. For many, Jesus said, shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. But yet he said, and shall deceive many. In other words, they may come in his name, and they say he is Christ. But yet Jesus said, they shall deceive many. Now let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's look at the day of Moses and Aaron, his brother. And let's see what happened when a man used strange fire. Please remember this word now, strange fire. Used strange fire before the altar of the Lord. Leviticus 10:1, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put censer thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Now notice, the strange fire they offered was fire that God had not commanded. The Bible had not commanded. It was not in the word of the Lord. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Now, in our present day, God is not judging men in that fashion as he did in the Old Testament. But the judgment of God, though it may linger a few weeks or a few months or even a few years, will never, never cease if men use strange fire before the Lord. It's a very serious matter to use something before the Lord, or to call it the fire of God, or to call the false anointing the true anointing. Let's look at some of the historical teachings of Benny Hinn. We have a booklet that will be with this video entitled The Cult of Benny Hinn. Let's go to teachings he did some years ago. These are all documented. We have them in his actual words. When Benny Hinn talks about being born again, what does Benny Hinn really mean? Let me read it to you. When you were born again, God gave you this brand new being. This brand new being was created before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1 declares that God literally chose us before the foundation of the world. And there it talks about our spirit man. Your spirit, ladies and gentlemen, is Godlike. It's Godlike in every way. And notice, the second the spirit man comes into our being, pops into our bodies, we're born again. Now here is Benny Hinn's teaching about being born again. And it says there was a spirit being created from the foundation of the world, that when you are born again, this spirit being pops into your body. Now that sounds like possession by a spirit that is certainly foreign to the Bible and to the Holy Scripture. Let me read that again. This is a direct quote. The second the spirit man comes into our being, pops into our bodies, we're born again. He's spirit. When born of spirit is spirit. Or what's born of spirit is spirit. Say after me, within me is a God man. Now, friend, this teaching of the new birth is certainly foreign to the Scripture. There is not some spirit man that's been created way back in the foundations of the world that pops into you when you're suddenly saved. That sounds like the very opening for spirits that are totally and utterly contrary to the truth of God and the truth of God's Word. Now remember, we have those exact words by Benny Hinn on audio, so that it's very clearly what Benny Hinn said. Now, another thing in this same booklet that I want to read to you is talking about Jesus taking the nature of the devil. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, the serpent is a symbol of Satan. Jesus Christ knew the only way he could stop Satan is by becoming one in nature with him. What did you say? What blasphemy is this? No, you hear this. He did not take my sin. He became my sin. Sin is the nature of hell. Sin is what made Satan. You remember, he wasn't Satan till sin was found in him. Lucifer was perfect till Ezekiel says sin was found in him. It was sin that made Satan. Jesus said, I'll be sin. I'll go to the lowest place. I'll go to the origin of it. I won't just take part of it. I'll be the totality of it. When Jesus became sin, sir, he took it from A to Z and said no more. Now, Jesus didn't take the nature of Satan. Jesus didn't go to the very root of sin. He only became a substitute of sin, not the actuality of sin. Friend, that teaching about Jesus is the very foundation of this teaching, that Jesus had to be born again, that he had to go to hell as a very victim of Satan and be born again. Now, those things are dangerous, and they're not biblical, and they certainly didn't come from the Bible. They didn't come from the Word of God. They didn't come from Holy Scripture or great traditions of theological truth. They came from an enemy. They came out of the pit, my dear friend. They are not teachings from the Holy Word of God. Now, we'll give you a second booklet entitled Benny Hinn, Catholic Mystic. Benny Hinn, Catholic Mystic. Now, in this book, he tells about going to a Catholic Mass. He's at a communion or a Mass service in a Catholic church. He states that he became or felt numb, that someone stepped in front of him. In a sensation so real that he reached out, he said, and touched a robe with his hand. And here's how he described it. a silky feeling, a beautiful softness to the robe. The next thing I knew, I was feeling was actually the form of a body, the shape of a body. And my body went totally numb. And God really gave me a revelation that night. That's when we partake communion. It's not just communion, Paul, speaking to Paul Crouch. We're partaking of Christ Jesus himself. He did not say, take, eat, this represents my body. He said, take, this is my body, broken for you. Now, Benny Hinn is teaching the Mass instead of communion. That the blood and the fruit juice or the broken bread, the unleavened bread, becomes the actual body and the actual blood of Jesus Christ. Well, no true Protestant, no Bible believer believes that the Mass is truly the communion service. We do this in remembrance of him. It is not his body. It is not his blood. His body is not physically present in that communion. Well, those are very important things, but they give you some historical understanding of the teachings of Benny Hinn. You must understand what his teachings are. Now, he was in Honolulu, Hawaii. We received a transcript of his meeting there, and he tells about an experience he had as he preached one night. He says, now, I know this sounds crazy, but it's all right. I don't mind crazy because I like what I saw. I was in prayer at least hours, at least 50 to 70 of them sitting in a group, and they were saying to me, pray. Ask God to give you a healing ministry that will touch the world. And suddenly, I heard Catherine Kuhlman's voice, and suddenly there it was. It was crystal clear. And she, in her beautiful smile, she said, ask. We're waiting for you to ask. We're praying for you to ask. And the vision disappeared. Now, here is Benny Hinn in necromancy, having communication with the dead. He sees them. They talk to him. He tells of Catherine Kuhlman actually speaking to him and telling him to pray, that they were praying for him. Now, that's just a little of the historical background of the teachings of Benny Hinn. There are many. There are multiple. And these two booklets that we send with this video will give you a little picture of some of the teachings of Benny Hinn, how dangerous they are. Now, necromancy is a very serious matter. When you speak of someone involved in necromancy, and yet they claim to be a prophet of God, you know as well as I know that something is wrong. He says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. That's someone who communicates with the dead. Someone who talks or listens to communications from the dead. Now, Benny Hinn is clearly a necromancer. He has proven that by his own testimony. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Now, the enemies of Israel, the people who lived in the very land of promise, they were driven out, the heathens. They were driven out, God said, because of their necromancy, because of their enchantments, because of their wizardry, because of their involvement in divination and deceiving spirits. And yet, here we have men of God, supposedly, who in our generation are suddenly moving into these very realms and yet professing to represent God and God's blessings and God's truth. Now, we're going to go to some material from two videos. Now, these videos was taken from TBN. They include several different programs. They include several different events, but all of them occurred, as far as we can document, in the month of September and October. Now, some may have been taped prior to September, but they were aired on TBN in September or October. So these are current. These are up to date. These are things that are happening right now to give you some picture of exactly what is happening. Now, the first thing I want to do is I want to take you to a scene on TBN where Benny Hinn and Paul Crouch are talking about an appearance of gold dust. Now, understand, the gold dust is one of the newest phenomenons taking place in Toronto and Pensacola and different places all over the world among the new wave charismatics. Gold falling out of their hair, falling upon them as they preach, different ways that they say gold is being manifest. So we'll go to this little representation with Paul Crouch and Benny Hinn, and they're telling us about the gold dust that fell upon Benny Hinn.
Do you believe this old German? You know, I test these things. You don't put the shuck on me too easy, okay? That's a good Missouri term, I can tell you. You farmers know what that means. When we got back off of the platform, and after Benny had prayed for another half an hour or more for the staff and the other pastors that came backstage, we sat down to get a little bite to eat, and I'm, okay, now are you listening? Gold dust was all over Benny's face. And I actually got down close and tried to get some of it, and then I took a picture. The picture didn't turn out too well. It wasn't in good focus, but it was just sparkling all over his face. And where that gold dust came from had to be from another dimension.
Well, you know what happened is after I was done praying, somebody said, "Look at your hands," and I looked and I saw these gold dust. I said, "I must be going crazy." Now, you know, please forgive me. These are the kinds of things my wife believes in, not me. I mean,
you're believing it all. I'm just going, yeah.
You know, it was, I mean, it's the kind of thing I would argue with my wife about if she ever came up and said, somebody said gold dust, I said, you're all going nutty. And I looked and I said, no, it can't be. And the staff saw, next thing I know, it showed up on my jacket.
Now let's go right back to that same video. We'll hear Paul Crouch talking about stigmatas upon people in a Kenneth Copeland meeting. Now stigmatas are marks on the body, different things, and there's been some of this through the years. A.A. Allen, others in deception, when they'd gone off after these strange phenomenons, this has occurred. And now they're talking about this, Benny Hinn and Paul Crouch. And then Paul tries to describe what this gold dust was. He said probably a little crack from the door in heaven. And this street material, gold dust, fell down. Let's listen to them.
We all saw it. There's no question about it. Now, I've seen some unusual things in one of Ken Copeland's meetings. Remember?
Can you explain that?
A woman had the, I think they call it the stigmata. And the blood began to come from the palms of her hands.
And you didn't believe it.
And I didn't believe that either. I went backstage after the service, and Ken Copeland actually had her stand up in the meeting. And then we all got to meet her afterwards. And the blood, the dried blood, was there in her hands and also on her forehead. And Ken and I talked about it, this is some years ago, and all we could say was the Lord said that in the latter days there would be signs and wonders and miracles.
Now, Paul, how about why the gold? Honestly, I'm really asking this.
You think heaven's door opened a crack and a little of the street dirt came down on you?
Now, let's listen as Benny Hinn begins to lay a foundation for a cursing of his enemies. He mentions Catherine Kuhlman and how in her last days she began to curse her enemies. Now, I don't want to make Catherine Kuhlman a discussion of this video, but you should study the last year of her life at the time that Benny Hinn is saying that she was cursing her enemies. For it was very clear, whatever the curse was, it fell upon her. And her last months were actually horrible. You can find that material from the Assembly of God archives in Springfield, Missouri. The historian there has written a book that details this, not from a negative viewpoint, but rather from a positive viewpoint. But it would be good for you to read that and study that. So he talks about what Ms. Coleman said, and then he begins to kindly lay again some foundation. He says that we legally step into a place, and this is Benny Hinn, where we can ask God to judge and curse our enemies. Let's move on and listen to some more.
Ms. Coleman got up in one service right before she died and spoke judgment on people who were attacking her ministry. I'll never forget Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Syria Mosque, 1975, a year before she died, when she was battling spiritual forces and battling individuals who were used by the devil against her.
That's right. We know.
And she stood in one service, shut her mic off, and began to speak to the ground. Now, nobody heard her because she took her mic off. She used to wear one of these things with a little wire sticking down. And later on, when I talked to Maggie Hartner, I asked some questions about why did Catherine do it, and then found out things. And it kind of bothered me because I always saw the side of God I wanted to see. I never wanted to see the side of judgment. In that service, the Lord had me place blessings and cursing. Now, you remember that?
I was there.
You know, these kinds of things I just don't like to do. I frankly don't enjoy hearing anybody do. But Paul, there are people who want to destroy ministries, who would love to destroy TBN, destroy our ministry, destroy any ministry and every ministry they can. If I may just tell you just a quick little thing that happened years ago that would help you all understand. We had certain people at one time after our ministry who would harass us and do all kinds of crazy things. Went on for probably a year and a half. I was preaching in South Africa one day, and Fred Roberts, who's an apostle, said, "Why don't you speak judgment?" He said. I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You are entitled now, because they blasphemed the Holy Spirit, to tell God what you want to see done."
Because they were attributing your works to the devil.
To the devil, exactly.
Just like they did Jesus.
Yeah. The you see, the second they attribute the work of God to Satan, we as believers step into a place where we can ask God to stop them.
Amen. Amen.
He then says we ministers have certain rights spiritually and legally that we can literally curse the enemy. I mean, we can curse our enemy. We can put a judgment on them that God absolutely will support and back up. And whatever we say, he seems to suggest, will actually happen to them. Then he talks about the anointed. He even says that his children were afraid of him when he was under this anointing. Now, friend, understand, this kind of talk on a television program by a nationally known evangelist is determined to put a fear in anybody to dare judge or even discern. So I don't judge, but I discern. I try to look at the Bible and discern. So they literally put in a fear. He said his kids are afraid of him in these occasions. That's amazing to me, but let's listen to him say it.
So we ministers have rights spiritually.
Of course.
And legally.
Of course.
So what you're going to see, you may have never seen me do before, but Fred Roberts a few years ago in Africa said, "Why don't you do it?" And I really did not want to. Finally, I did. The anointing was just as strong as it was in Denver. One young man, Neville MacDonald, who has a church now here, was holding onto the pole. God's power was so strong, he could not. He was holding onto a big steel pole on the platform. Mm-hmm. Paul, a week later, everything I said happened to those people.
Benny.
Under the anointing, not one word falls to the ground.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when you hear me speak the blessing, claim it. Because under the anointing, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Do you know, saints, please understand this. You're looking at me now, sitting here, wearing this suit and all this stuff. I am not the same man under the anointing as I am now.
True.
I mean, Believe me when I tell you, I do not even identify with the Benny Hinn you see on television.
Yeah. Amen.
Because it's a different man. It's not me. Mm-hmm. My children are afraid of me under the anointing. Yes. What they do not know is I'm afraid of the anointing too.
Now, just before he does this cursing of his enemies, he begins to put fire upon ministers. He calls fire upon them. Remember the strange fire in Leviticus 10? I mean, he calls fire upon them, and what happens is quite amazing. Then he commands a man whom I know well, Steve Brock. Steve was a minister in the Church of God for many years, born in Jackson, Mississippi, came from the Church of God there in Jackson, has been in my home, has preached in our pulpit here at Paul Creek. And now Steve is kind of a right-hand man, it appears, to Benny Hinn. And he actually commands Steve to prophesy. And Steve obeys him, prophesies. Then as Steve begins to interpret, he turns to Paul Crouch. But Benny Hinn stops him from speaking to Paul Crouch and has him to turn and speak to the audience. You'll see the whole scene. Quite amazing that this is actually called prophecy. So very, very important for you to remember. God never, never bypasses us in these things. And he does not allow us to command others in this action. Very important. Let's look at that.
Let's go to Denver. And believe me, I was there. The glory of God was most unusual, as you see.
Fire on you and your ministry. Bring those preachers, bring them. Bring those preachers, bring those preachers, bring those preachers, bring those preachers. Bring those preachers, my God. Fire, 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 fire on you. Bring Paul Crouch here. Can't get up here. Can't get up here. My God. Fire on you, Paul. Fire. Fire on you, Kent. Fire. Pick up Kent. Fire. Pick him up. Fire. Pick him up. Fire on you. Pick Paul up. Pick Paul up. Let's fire on you, Paul. That's fire on you. That's fire on you, Kent. That's fire on you, my preacher, my friend. Get Sammy over here. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. That's fire on you, Tim. Come here, Ralph. Come here, Ralph. Come here, Ralph. Come here, Mr. Brock. Come here, come here, come here. Fire on you. Throw your hands quiet. Such divine. Divine presence is here. The privilege, Bruce. The privilege. There's miracles happening everywhere. Lift your hands, receive your healing. All that word is coming to you tonight. Aroka papa. Lalfa mnyanta kanta lalmi. Oh, Steve. Mente kintil el fetro piol po kunto mara. Montil el ketro piol pe mintere. Speak that prophetic word, prophet of God. Take your microphone and speak that word of prophecy. Montokal balal fa pial pa kunto el me.
Hey, que sun de mata te te te. Sandre, sandre se cotata. Manga. Manga potete ramasu.
Lift your hands and bless the Lord.
Furi, furi parale kusapatata. Andre su sepatu. Ricibare. capassa. Pure paka sunde de apaki sipa lepe.
Tell the people, O man of God, what the Spirit is saying to you.
Potesse mandi. Undressa batete. Si prosse. Mogressa parete. Fondrasa. The foe.
Yeah.
The foe that came before you. The enemy that sought to destroy you. The force of hell that was sent from the enemy, the demon of hell itself. I have crushed him in your midst.
You need to see this little short clip where Benny Hinn actually says that I'm going to blow up if I don't put this anointing on someone else. I mean, literally, he says that. And then he just lays his hand or stretches his hand toward others. And the action, the emotion is extremely strange. I don't think anybody listening or looking will have any problem knowing this is not New Testament. This is not Book of Acts. This is not 1 Corinthians 12 or 1 Corinthians 14. This kind of Holy Ghost anointing would make sinners and uneducated people think we're barbarians. We must never act in such a fashion. Very, very important. Look at this little clip. Right back.
Oh, that glory. That glory. If I don't release it, I'll blow up. If I don't release that anointing, I'll blow up. I gotta release it on somebody.
Now, this is one of the most important parts of this video that you will see. Benny Hinn is extremely upset at his enemies. He's been preparing all of them for some minutes now on the video. You've only saw excerpts of it. But he's been preparing them for this cursing of his enemies. He's been preparing them for him to just really, really scare the socks off of anybody that would unknowingly say something or in any way be contrary or speak contrary to Benny Hinn. So he curses his enemies. He actually says, I curse my enemies, or those who are enemies of this program. Now, this is strange because you and I know there's no biblical basis for this. There's no biblical foundation for this. He's very upset. Now, people who maybe don't know would think, man, I must not open my mouth. What will happen to me? At the same time, he blesses those who agree with him and those who support him and those who give him his allegiance. Now, all of this is strange. Now, please notice the voice, the guttural voice. Benny Hinn changes his whole voice. He goes into a guttural voice. He says in one place, and in this video, I don't think we have this for to be a part, you will see, but he says that when he's on the stage and he's anointed, that he doesn't even recognize himself. It's very different from how he sees himself, and he hardly knows himself. Now, I thought that very strange, but listen to this guttural voice. You can tell, and I'm convinced, it is a demon spirit. It is a spirit of Satan speaking, a demon spirit that's proclaiming and declaring judgment against anybody that would disagree with this new wave, false anointing, that is spreading over this nation and spreading over the church world, really. Very scary. I trembled when I listened to this. I trembled for the multitudes of people who have fallen hook, line, and sinker into it. Let's go. It's quite about a 4-minute little clip. I want you to listen. I want you to hear what he says. I want you to hear how he ends this time when he so-called prophesies and pronounces either judgment or curse or blessing. Listen.
Pastor Benny, yes. This lady has multiple very serious medical problems. First, she has scleroderma. That's a condition of her skin that makes her skin real tight where she can barely bend her fingers. They're so tight. She also has...
Listening to you right now. I'm listening to the master right now. Take the fire on you, doctor. Whatever sickness is there, the demon must bow to the name of the master, Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord, I'll do it. I place a curse on every man and every woman that that will stretch his hand against this anointing. I curse that man who dares to speak a word against this ministry. But any man and any woman that raises his or her hand in blessing towards this ministry, I bless that man. I bless that home. I bless that family. Any man, any woman, any person that raises his tongue in blessings towards this work, raises his tongue in blessing towards this anointing, raises his tongue in blessing towards this servant of the Lord, I bless them. I bless the work of your hands. I bless your life with his mighty power. I bless your home with divine protection. I bless your children with long life. And I bless you with length of days. I bless you with health and healing. I bless you with prosperity. I bless you with the very presence of Almighty God. I, his servant, bless you. In the name of the one I serve, I bless thy people tonight in Denver. Lift your hand and receive that blessing, people. I rarely ever do what I'm doing now. This is the Holy Ghost on me telling me to do this. I bless you. I bless your homes, your life, your future, your children. May every attack of Satan against you be destroyed. May every plan of hell be destroyed against you. And every plan of God be established in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Under this anointing, the words I speak cannot fall to the ground. Under this anointing, everything I say happens.
The things I've just showed you were overwhelming to me. I'm not a critic. I'm a pastor. I'm not Benny Hinn's enemy. I'm the friend of anybody who preaches this glorious gospel. But my heart aches when I see the Church of Jesus Christ going after such insanity. Now, hearing him in this guttural voice, cursing everybody that does not or in any way takes a stand concerning his ministry, would put a curse on me if he was real. So, all I can say is watch the ministry of Paul Craik and Joseph Chambers over the next few months. And if his curse was right, and he said at the end, notice, he said, whatever I say in the Holy Ghost like this will come to pass. Now, if I don't fall dead, or if some great judgment doesn't fall upon my head, then that means he was wrong. If some great judgment falls upon my head and I'm dead in a few days, I guess that means he was right. I'm willing to put my life in God's hands. And I hope that you will do the same on the basis of the Bible, only the Bible. And I stand for the Word of God, clear and simple. Anything contrary to that Word, I will not be a part of. And I will take a strong stand to warn men against, because I care for their soul. Now, let's go to the second video. And we're going to see this now. I think it's in Denver. It was being shown on TBN. But he is dealing with children, young people. And the insanity of this was overwhelming to me. He's calling all of this emotional insanity the Holy Ghost, the fire of God. Let's go and listen a minute. Bless you.
Fire! He's being electrocuted by God's power. This young man is being electrocuted by God's power. Fire on you! Pick him up. Fire on you. Pick him up. Fire on you. Fire on you. Pick her up. That's my niece. I even recognize her. That little girl is my sister, little baby. God's power is all over her. I give you praise for the anointing. That's glory. That's glory. That's glory. That's glory. That's fire. That's fire. That's fire on my friend. Pick him up. Look at that anointing on these kids here. Look at this anointing on these kids here. You better lift your hands and pray real good right now. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Come on, Melba. Come on there, Bruce. Come on, my friend from Houston. Come on, choir. Come on, Cheryl. Lift your chin. Playing it. Pick up this kid here. Pick up this kid over there. Lord, I give you these kids. I give you these young people. Let them know your power, that they'll never serve the devil. They'll never follow the devil's ways. They'll never go the world's ways. But they'll be yours, Lord. Forever yours, Lord. Look at the anointing on these kids. Look at them getting electrocuted. John, that's glory, my friend. Wow. Up, baby. Bring him here. Up, baby. Bring him here. That's glory on these young people. I told you God would visit us here tonight. I told you. They get electrocuted by God's Spirit. I've never seen this in my meetings. I've never seen this in my meetings. But it's the Holy Ghost on these kids.
The new thing you're seeing here with Benny Hinn is what they call impartation. This has been sweeping the church now for about 2 or 3, maybe 4 years, where ministers and even lay people believe they have the power to impart this anointing or this fire or this unction to other people. This, of course, is contrary to the scripture. Nowhere in the Bible can one person impart a power or an anointing or a gift of the Holy Ghost to another. Listen, as Benny Hinn actually says, he's electrocuting this man in the power of the Spirit that he has. Listen to that.
It's marvelous on you, Kent. It's marvelous on you, Kent. It's marvelous on you, Kent. It's marvelous on you.
That anointing. Huh? Ed, come here, you fireman, you. Bring that fireman here. electrocute him in the spirit. Come here, captain of the American Airlines. This is the captain of the American Airlines. Fire on you, captain. Fire on you, captain. May this happen in every church in Canada. Let this happen in every church in America. In the name of Jesus! You love this, don't you, Mr. Brock?
Here is an unreal piece of footage about Steve Brock. Now, knowing Steve Brock as I do and having been a part of the same denomination with he and his brother Ron for many years, I see in this little part coming, Benny Hinn telling Steve what to do. This little girl is out on the floor and she's in an emotional, ecstatic condition. And Benny Hinn tells Steve to pick her up. But Steve knew better. And I think you can watch this and see that Steve knew better. And finally, Benny Hinn just lost patience with Steve and slew Steve instead. Quite an unusual part. Steve was raised to know the truth of Scripture. So I think this is an amazing part that you will see the conflict happening here.
Steve Brock, come on over here and pick it up for me.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Look at that face. Pick her up, Steve. Steve. Fire on you, Steve. Fire on you. Lord, let his one put on her. Come on, Steve. Somebody pick her up. Somebody. Franklin. They're so gone. Young lady, can you tell us what's happening to you? Can you talk to me? Can you? How can they? Oh. Rage against the machine. A little Nazi symbol down here with a red line across it. I guess you're not a Nazi. Baggy pants. Earring up his ear. A fancy haircut. So much gel, it feels like a weapon. But here goes the anointing on him. Oh. Now, on the count of three. Come here. I don't know where you're gonna put him, but stick him, put him over there. In just a moment. Over there, young man, there's no space here. Go over there. In just a moment, I'm gonna count three. When I do, I want you all to say fire. And when you do, that fire will hit your home, your family. Are you ready? The same fire on these kids are gonna come on your homes. Come on, lift your hands. Shout it with
everything in you when you do, and when you do, every demon will take off running like a coward. 1, 2, 3!
Now we're going to go back to the TBN studio where Benny Hinn and Paul Crouch and Jan and Steve are there together. And they're talking about all of this. They just showed this on TBN that you've been seeing. And now they're back to the studio and they're discussing this very thing. Now what you're going to notice here, we won't go into all the details, but Benny Hinn begins to prophesy to Paul Crouch. He begins to tell him that people are going to be raised from the dead while watching TBN television. And he even says, by the thousands, by the thousands. He says he sees caskets lined up in front of their television. The people are saying to the undertakers, wait, let's wait 24 hours. And they take the hand of their dead person in the casket, raise it up out of the casket on the TV screen, and they're resurrected. They're raised from the dead. And he actually, at the end of this clip, calls it divine resurrection. Now, there's a difference in a supernatural resurrection. Some of those took place in the Bible. But only Jesus was divinely resurrected with a glorified body. But here he says, as a result of TBN, people are going to be divinely resurrected. Listen carefully.
Paul.
What do you see?
Go ahead.
I know this sounds strange. There'll be days I'll be sitting by myself and lose all contact with what's around me. Not only dreams, I'm seeing things that are almost unbelievable. I'd be sitting at home and my vision would change. I would lose sight of what's in front of me and start seeing things. Things I'm not sure I understand yet about what's coming to the move of the Spirit. But it is so glorious, it's beyond words. But I can tell you this. Can we just pray a second?
Please.
Master, help us as your people receive this. Help me as your servant say it.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Open our hearts.
For your name's sake.
Open our hearts.
Amen. This has nothing to do with our spirituality. Nothing to do with praying more and fasting more. Carlton Pearson said to me, if it's prayer, we'll all be on our knees.
Sure.
If it's fasting, we'll be all famished. Mm-hmm. We'll all be on our faces begging for this. It's God's grace. It's God's gift. It belongs to all of us. So I'm not praying any more than I have for 25 years, and I'm not seeking the Lord, and I haven't changed nothing. But here's first what I see for TBN. You're going to have people raised from the dead watching this network. You're going to have people raised from the dead watching TBN. Programs, just plain programs. Programs that haven't done much when it comes to supernatural manifestations. Teaching programs. It's not going to be a Benny Hinn saying, stretch your hands. It's going to be your average teaching program, your normal Christian program that's blessing the church. There will be such power on these programs. People will be raised from the dead worldwide. I'm telling you, I see this in the spirit. It's going to be so awesome. Jesus, I give you praise for this. That people around the world, maybe not so much in America, people around the world who will lose loved ones, will say to undertakers, not yet. I want to take my dead loved one and place them in front of that TV set for 24 hours.
Benny Hinn.
I'm telling you.
Jesus.
People
I'm telling you, I feel the anointing talking here.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
People are going to be canceling funeral services.
Merciful God.
And bringing their dead in their caskets. Placing them, my God, I feel the anointing here. Placing them before a television set, waiting for God's power to come through and touch them.
Merciful.
And it's going to happen time and time. So much it's going to spread. You're going to hear it from Kenya to Mexico to Europe to South America, where people will be raised from that. So much so that the word will spread that if some dead person be put in front of this TV screen, they will be raised from the dead, and they will be by the thousands. You wait. Now, the Lord just told me, and I don't know whether this is true or not. As I'm saying this, the Lord said he gave you that word many, many years ago.
I have said that. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember you saying that to me ever.
No, I didn't.
But well, the Lord just said to me, he said, I've told him this already.
Yeah. The Lord spoke that to me in the very beginning of TBN, and I didn't really...
And I had a dream.
Yeah, you had a dream.
Yeah, tell them about that little...
That's just a dream that people were being raised from the dead.
Yeah. I just...
Years ago.
No, it's on tape. I said, but the day is coming.
I see quite something amazing. I see rows of caskets lining up in front of this TV set. And I see him bringing them closer to the TV set. And as people are coming closer, I see actually loved ones picking up the hands of the dead and letting them touch the screen. And people are getting raised as their hands are touching that screen. With this program, I'm not talking about my program. I'm talking about programs, plain programs. Eric, the glory of God will be so on TBN that there's going to be divine resurrection happening.
Now, I've given you some pretty good history, all the way back to the doctrinal teachings, necromancy in Honolulu, Hawaii. Then I've shown you some insanity of emotions. But the last little part of this video that I want to show you just took my breath away. He actually says that TBN, this is Benny Hinn now, he's prophesying to Paul Crouch. He says this is the first time I've said this. He then says that TBN is no longer going to be a television program. It's going to be an extension of heaven. He says that TBN is going to be like a tube from heaven. You won't need to go to heaven. Just watch TBN. Now, he goes into quite a detail of this. Even makes it clear that nothing can ever happen to TBN because it's God's television program. And friend, listen to this carefully. I'll be right back.
Well, and I do see people being raised from the dead here. But I see masses of them overseas.
Yeah. As a great sign and a wonder, what?
Yeah.
To the world.
As a sign to the world. TBN will no longer be just a television network. It will be an extension of heaven to earth.
My Jesus, mercy. Oh.
The Lord just said to me, Lord just said to me these words. I'm hearing myself saying for the first time, TBN will not be only a Christian network. It will be an extension of heaven to the earth. An extension. It'll be like a tube from heaven that the earth can look and say, I'm looking at heaven. I'm partaking of heaven. I'm getting connected to heaven through this TV tube.
Jesus.
If I can say it, it will be heaven's signal to the earth. It would be as though heaven is transmitting and earth is receiving through that set. So if you want to go to heaven, you want to see heaven, you want to taste heaven, turn on that channel, because you will.
Awesome.
And Paul, God will never allow. I gave you that word in Denver. I'll remind you of it. God will never allow a thing to happen to TBN.
Now, friends, I care about the body of Jesus Christ. I care about your soul. False doctrines, heresies, as you've heard right here on this video, will damn the soul of those who commit themselves to them. Now, a lot of good people are involved in the charismatic world, people that know the Lord. We do not dare condemn people blanket style. There are good people all across this globe. Many of them have been led away as sheep without a shepherd. They're following all kinds of erroneous and crazy ideas. The videos we have done have literally circled this globe. I've had three recent calls or letters from India begging me to come because our videos are circling the nation of India. We have them in Australia, New Zealand, and I mean, you could just name the countries all over the world. We're grateful. We don't desire any credit. We just want to help the body of Christ. I recently did a cassette album entitled The Gods of the Charismatic New Wave, The Gods of the Charismatic New Wave, in which I show that the gods that are being worshipped today in many charismatic circles, in fact, I would say most charismatic circles, have become indeed the gods of the New Wave. The gods that the Bible very clearly commands us not to worship. Listen to Acts 7. Acts 7, this is the New Testament church. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as is written in the book of the prophets. O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch, the star of your god Rimphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Now the Lord was warning to the writers of the New Testament, the New Testament church in the book of Acts, not to follow these strange gods. That God himself, if you forsake the Bible, you forsake holy truth, the eternal truths of the scripture, he will give you up to worship strange gods. There are some listening to this video whom God has actually given you up. You'll be angry. You'll be furious at me. You will listen to nothing. But as others, you have been led astray, sheep without a shepherd, but you've got a hungry heart. Go back to the Bible. Go back to the Word of God. Go back to the Scripture and pray for every person caught up in this. Pray for them. Their soul is very, very important. Their soul is extremely important. Pray for them that they will come back to truth. Now, in closing, do pray for Benny Hinn and Steve Brock, man who's been my friend. Please pray for Paul and Jan Crouch. Pray for everybody involved. Don't just give them up. Only God knows those who pass the point of no return. Do I believe that Benny Hinn has become possessed by spirits? Yes, I do. I don't make that accusation, but I personally believe that. I believe he is speaking by false spirits. I believe these prophecies of TBN being a tube from heaven, being a place where thousands are going to be resurrected, even divinely resurrected. I believe all that's false. I believe it came from the devil. And I believe to put the fear on you that guttural scare tactic of cursing you is nothing but an effort to quieten you and to force you to believe and follow their dark teachings. Go back to the Bible. Your soul is too important. Fear not man that can only destroy your body. Fear God, which can destroy both body and soul in hell, the Bible says so clearly. We care about your soul. The Bible is wonderful. It's full of truth. There are strange spirits. There are dark spirits. There are dark, destructive doctrines. Any doctrine that's not totally biblical, clear in this book, that departs from this scripture in any form or fashion, that's unbiblical, forsake it, flee it, run from it, run to the book. You don't have to believe what Joe Chambers believes. Just believe this book. Just believe this book, and you will know the truth if you believe and follow this book. It's been a joy. We really do care about your soul. This is the 10th of videos we've done in the False Anointing series. I'm glad I did the 9th one, which was the genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. That is, just went everywhere, and we're thrilled about that. God bless you, my friends. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. I want us to pray together. Dear Father, we pray that truth will prevail. Let the Word of God prevail. Let the Word of God multiply, Father. Raise up truth from the streets with godly men and godly people who will preach and teach the Word of God. Give us a new hunger for the Word, for it will be ultimately the love of the truth that saves us. We're not saved just by the truth. We're saved by loving the truth. Teach us to love the truth, to be faithful to it. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you, my friends. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. If we can share the burden with you, we will be delighted. We care about your soul. We care about your church family. We care about your personal family. We care about your country. The nation you live in is of no difference to us. The color of your skin is of no consequence to us. We care about your soul. And may God's blessings keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace of my God, my name is in the fire.